Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And now, the last installment of our Broadband Love series. We postponed last week's segment, as this was a Thursdays in June series, so that we could bring you the full two-hour version of the coverage of the Supreme Court's health care decision. Today, we'll conclude the series with advice on how to put together a good profile and what to look for when you make the in-person connection. We welcome back our guide for the month, Charles Orlando. He's a relationship expert at yourtango.com and author of The Problem with Women is Men, Volumes 1 and 2. Hey, Charles, thanks again for doing this. Thanks for your flexibility for being on standby on Thursday and coming on today.
No worries. Pleasure to be here.
So what's the first thing most people notice about someone else's profile?
Well, there's two things. The first is your username. Your profile name has to be something that's unique, potentially a play on something that will get people's attention. And I'd be careful of sexual innuendo in your username unless you're on a on an adult dating website or an adult hookup website. The second is your initial profile picture. It's an absolute necessity. So you want to avoid things like webcam shots and group shots. You want to show yourself either as a headshot or a three-quarter body shot.
Listeners, this segment is about you. What questions do you have for Charles Orlando about creating an effective online dating profile or about meeting up for that first date as we conclude our online dating series? Do you have tips from your own experience? We want to hear from you. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or comment on our website, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. What are some common mistakes that people make when writing their profiles?
Absolutely, the most common is that people end up appearing desperate, even though they don't feel that they are. They end up portraying themselves that they're desperate. They haven't had a date in a long time, and they're really anxious to get back in, or that they don't have any standards at all, where they set partner criteria that's way too broad. If you're putting up that you're looking for someone between 5'1" and 6'2", and that their ethnicity and their race and their religion, nothing matters, then you're either looking to hook up or you're just, you know, casting this wide net.
Maybe you're just open-minded.
Well, open-minded's great, but you have some idea of what you're interested in.
Are there gender-specific mistakes, things that guys tend to do, things that women tend to do?
Well, the desperation side is something that's usually picked up on by men, where they feel that women aren't being as open, where they're looking for something not only very specific, but they're looking for it instantly and immediately. They want that connection. They want that relationship. And let things play themselves out. Online dating is not unlike the real world, where you meet someone and you get to know them a little bit, and then you decide whether you want to get into something. Saying that you're looking for a long-term relationship right out of the gate can scare a lot of people. And for gender-specific, a lot of women end up doing that. Men end up looking at profile pictures and running away, or they like to ping a woman to see her reaction and see how she is in a real connection or a real email exchange, and then he may disappear too. So those are some of the behaviors.
How much should people write in their profiles?
They should set expectations, but again, you know, you want to let nature kind of take its course. So enough to show you as unique, as interesting. One of the things that everybody knows, the cliche, is that, you know, I like long walks on the beach and soft music, and maybe you do, but nobody cares about that, right? Like, if you're a horseback riding fanatic, that's something you'd want to share. If you have something unique about you that makes you interesting, that you're hoping somebody else will also find interesting, that's what you want to share. That's what you want to portray.
And is that different for men and women, the length or quality of, you know, specifics to include in your profile?
Statistically, women share a lot more detail about their family life, their lives in general, whereas men aren't as specific. My advice is to, as I said, be very complete and setting your expectations, but you don't have to share absolutely everything the way a lot of women do. You can allow them to discover who you are over time, but get that something unique out there for them to take a look at.
Relationship expert Charles Orlando in the concluding segment of our series Broadband Love about online dating. Author of The Problem with Women is Men, Volumes 1 and 2, and a relationship expert with YourTango.com. Any questions or tips for him about making your profiles? The questions would be for him. The tips would be for everybody else for creating profiles for online dating. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. So when, if ever, is it okay to lie or write things that aren't completely true? This is something that has kept coming up during this whole series.
It's never okay to lie. You don't want to be dishonest. There are things that you can choose not to share. So if you're sitting on seven figures and you're a millionaire and you don't want to put that out instantly because you want people to know you for you, that's omitting information that you're going to end up having to give up at some early date anyway. But saying that you're 6'3 when you're 5'4 doesn't work, because when they do meet you, they will notice. they will notice. I've been an advocate. It depends on if you're looking for a genuine connection or not. I've always been an advocate of telling the truth, because it has a funny way of coming out almost instantly anyway. Something else that people really do is that they end up very negative, and they don't feel that they would be, but they write, you know, I don't want any jerks, no people who are screwed up, you know, my ex was like that. I mean, that's really, really negative.
What should you put in about previous relationships or children or things like that?
The children makes a difference if you're looking for a long-term relationship, sure. Some people maybe in an age where they don't want children. If you're a 25-year-old woman looking for a 45-year-old man, let's give an example, she may be looking for kids, and he may not. So that may be a deal-breaker right off the bat. And if you're just having fun and dating, that's great. But if it's starting to head someplace, that's going to play a critical role. But as for what was the second piece?
Previous relationships.
Oh, right. Well, they don't have any bearing on your current situation. You know, talking about exes, bashing on exes, really doesn't have any place in a current get to know you situation, or necessarily a current relationship. There is a point in all relationships where you kind of cross that threshold and start talking about past relationships, but it isn't usually on your dating profile.
So if you're divorced, literally divorced, no need to include it?
Oh, sure, that's different. But that's not talking about your ex. That's talking about a past marital situation.
Your status.
That's normal. But not that I just divorced that jerk, he's gone. That doesn't work.
Richie in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hi, Richie.
Hi. I lost my wife about 2 years, a little over 2 years ago. And at the encouragement of my children, I've recently gone on a couple of these online dating sites. And obviously, I'm new to it, so I don't know what to expect. But I don't feel like I get very many responses from the profiles that I have posted. So I'm wondering if you have any comment about that, or if that's normal, or, you know, what your comment would be about that.
Well, it would depend on what your profile includes. So some of the things that I've brought up here are important, but I would also ask you to remember that men outnumber women on these sites, most of them. A lot of the sites like to claim 50-50. Based on my research, that's not real. You're playing in a pond that's mostly male, and women kind of have their pick, so it does take men a longer time to meet someone that's interesting. So keep going. You know, if you have a decent profile up, and it may just take you a little bit of time to make that connection.
And how much detail would you recommend is included about, you know, about like how many children I have, how old the children are, those types of things?
If you're looking for a long-term relationship or something that's beyond just dating, ages, I would be a little bit more vague just for privacy around I have two teens instead of I have two kids that are 14 and 16, right? But saying that you have children, I think, is important. Someone that may be a deal breaker for someone else, that they are looking for something that's more new instead of someone who's already had an established life with someone else.
Richie, good luck to you. Rob in Piscataway, you're on WNYC. Hi, Rob.
Hi. When doing online dating, a lot of people are looking for more than one kind of relationship, and as a result of that, want to portray themselves in maybe more than one way. I'm not really sure how to do that in a single profile. Should I have two separate profiles, or is there a better way to handle that?
Do you mean you're looking for people who you might just want to go out with and have some fun with, and at the same time you're looking for somebody who you might want to get serious with? Is that what you mean by different kinds of things?
Yeah, that's a good assessment.
Charles?
I guess I just want to make sure I'm understanding you. Are you looking for potentially fast hookups and then maybe a relationship by someone different?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for, but I would be looking for those kinds of relationships with different groups of people.
Different groups of people. I'm not sure I understand completely, but having more than one profile is something that people have done. It's like having various hooks in the water, but you have to be honest in each of those profiles. So they may end up pulling out parts of your personality, but they should all be based in reality. So if you're putting up something that's dishonest in one so that you appear better for something shorter term, and you're putting up the real you for something longer term, that feels very disingenuous.
Yeah, he's maybe trying to put up, emphasize different things for different things that he's looking for at different times. But I will say that Rob's double life is getting a lot of reaction in the control room. Jack in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jack.
Why does WNYC have a guest whose book title is so obviously sexist? My second question is, would a publisher look at a book with a title like The Problem with Men is Women? And lastly, would WNYC have a guest who wrote such a book? I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you so much.
Well, do you want to sum up very briefly what you're actually trying to say in your book?
Oh, sure. So I understand your angst around the title, and I hear you. It's not a sexist book. It's based on 1,600 interviews I held with men and women about the challenges of long-term relationships and marriage. It brings out four flaws that men have based on primal instincts that women end up enabling in a lot of ways, sacrificing their self-esteem and their individuality, which is causing a lot of challenge in relationships today. But it certainly doesn't put the onus of everything on men, not even close.
I have to get Karen in Cooperstown in here with her counterintuitive photo story. Hi, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So you didn't post the most. Yeah,
turn
off the radio.
Computer here.
So we're in live time.
Hi, I used to live in Manhattan for about 15 years, and when I was dating there, not my current husband, I did not meet through Match, but I was on Match.com, and I had an accident and broke my nose, and I had a kind of a funny picture of me just smiling with my cast on my nose, and I posted that, and I had something like 35 or 3,600 hits on my photo, and I did meet some very nice people. I got some funny notes, and I kind of had a humorous profile anyway, so I just wanted to say it was very counterintuitive way to meet people.
Thank you very much. It's human. It was real, Charles, right?
Well, exactly. It's very transparent, and again, it's unique. It's something that brings something out that isn't normal, and it's an instant conversation starter. Great choice. Counterintuitive, but great choice.
We just have under a minute left, so really I want to thank you for the series. It's been a lot of fun, for one thing, and we've gotten a lot of response from listeners. So people are obviously out there in the dating world. People are using online sites a lot, obviously, to meet people. And you've helped us pick apart some of the differences between the free ones and the paid ones and the niche ones and the general ones and this conversation today about profile. So we're always rooting for our Brian Lehrer Show listeners to meet people if they want to meet people and to have good experiences with that. So this is it's not this is not about war and peace, debt and taxes, But it's been a really nice service for a lot of our listeners. So Charles Orlando from YourTango.com and author of The Problem with Women is Men, Volumes 1 and 2. Thank you so much for doing this with us.
Totally my pleasure. Good luck to everyone out there.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.